This is Molly Gamble, Vice President Editorial for Becker's Healthcare, with your daily news briefing. Today is Monday, February 15th, 2021. Here are the day's top headlines. First, researchers have confirmed the first known case of reinfection by the South Africa variant, known as B1351, the Washington Post reports. The 58-year-old man in France has a history of asthma and first contracted a mild case of COVID-19 in September, according to research published in Clinical Infectious Diseases. The man was hospitalized in January after becoming infected with the highly contagious variant and remains in critical condition. Researchers said such cases of reinfection remain rare, but probably underestimated. In vaccine news, West Virginia, New Mexico, and North Dakota lead the nation in COVID-19 vaccine administration. Each state has administered 95% or more of the vaccines distributed to them. Maine, Alabama, and Rhode Island lag behind the nation, each with administration rates below 65%. And a couple pieces of hospital news. Sacramento, California-based Sutter Health is laying off hundreds of employees, most of whom work in information technology, the Sacramento Business Journal reports. The 277 jobs being eliminated include 92 analysts, 43 engineers, and 28 project managers. And finally, Cleveland Clinic has named two physician leaders to oversee international operations in Cleveland Clinic Abu Dhabi. Dr. Rakesh Suri was named President of International Operations, a newly created role, and Dr. Jorge Guzman was named CEO of Cleveland Clinic Abu Dhabi. Those are the biggest healthcare updates for the day. Be sure to read the Becker's Hospital Review newsletter today for further detail on each of these developments, and check beckershospitalreview.com regularly for updates. Thanks for listening to the Becker's Daily Briefing Podcast.